Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Entertainment Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Survivor Edge Extinction Recap right here on Everything About TV. I almost forgot the name of the show. I almost forgot the name of the actual show that we are covering on this podcast. But, hey, I remember. Don't worry. I know my mind's kind of mind-boggled right now due to, you know, I had three shows last night to do. I had to cover. I was watching Big Brother, and I had to watch Survivor, which we're going to cover today. And then we have the Amazing Race, which comes out a little later on, in 3 hours from now. So we have a very, very busy schedule ahead of us now. We do have a very busy schedule ahead of us for the podcast. And you know what? It's fun. I'm glad to be doing this. You know, I'm glad to be covering all these shows for you, giving you all the content, because this is going to help me get my goal to 200 episodes, which is coming up next week. That will be the 200th episode of the podcast. Already, I know this has only been around since 2015, and it was 2 years. Not even a year on the air on YouTube, and now it's on audio only for 3.5 now. So it's 4.5, almost going on almost 5 years, almost 4 years in total, technically. So let's get right into it. Survivor Edge of Extinction. I just realized that it was day 25. Like, really? We only have 12 days left. No, wait, sorry. 13 days left until the end of the game. And we'll be on our summer break from Survivor, which it's sad to see. It is very, very sad to see happen. But, hey, the season is going to end sooner or later. It will definitely end sooner or later. But I'm still kind of mind-boggled. How are they going to do this? How are they going to, you know, do the jury thing? Six people out? No, wait, sorry. Five? Five are in the jury? Five or six are in the jury right now? Yeah, I think... five, because there was a double elimination tonight as well. I said on Twitter, I was tweeting here and there about Survivor tonight. I don't usually tweet much about, you know, reality TV. I should, as I'm a reality TV fan and a podcaster. But, you know, I just was thinking, how is this jury going to work? Because I don't know, we'll talk about it, but the way the jury kind of look tonight, I'm thinking, how can they fit all these jury members into that whole little jury section? I guess they built it big enough, I guess, when they built the set, the tribal council set there for the Survivor Edge of Extinction season. So obviously it was very sour tribal. Davis said he actually had to use the idol. Obviously he's the idol, and then he didn't really need it. So I don't know if that was a mistake on his behalf, or it was just maybe for safety, just to make sure he's safe in this game. I don't know. It's really, really, really difficult to really know why it was used. I don't know why it was, you know, I don't know. It could have probably been avoided not to be used, actually. I think it would have probably been better not to use it at this point. So, Aurora talked about, you know, the chaos at the tribal council. Obviously, there was an idol was used as well, and then also War Dog wants to build a alliance of six people. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling War Dog's going to, nothing against him, I like War Dog and everything, he's playing a really, really good game right now. He is definitely playing a very, very good game at this point, but just worried he's going to become a target down the road too, because if he keeps making all these moves, you know, people are going to notice it eventually, and then he will be target numero one. But hopefully not, right? You gotta try to I guess I wouldn't say under the radar. I would say make sure people don't notice, you know, you're making these moves. But obviously it is obvious they have, you know, they are seeing this has happened. They are seeing that like he is making moves. He is indeed, you know, he is doing what he needs to do to get further in this game, obviously. So talking about being loyal to the six, you know, get out Aurora neck. And then Aurora says she has to put her foot in her mouth. And as she could be voted out next. No reward challenge. There was no reward challenge whatsoever again on this episode. I don't know where the reward challenges disappeared to. I don't know. Like, I'm thinking, where the heck did the reward challenges go? You know, I was expecting, you know, a reward challenge at least this episode. And I wasn't expecting it to be a double episode. I wasn't expecting it. And like I said, I'm predicting it would be a double episode. I'll get into that briefly in a bit once we get past the first tribal council of two tonight. So obviously talking about if you go down high, your flag will pop. Okay, so the immunity challenge, they will be holding a bar, and then from there they will obviously, if they move the bar too high, their flag will pop. They move it too low, their urn will fall over. And then obviously, you know, if that happens, then I don't know what would happen. I guess if it lulls it, your urn will fall, and actually it will put out your fire. Actually, there is a little small fire at the bottom, and then it gets, if the urn drops over and there's water all over it, then obviously you are out of this challenge and you cannot win immunity challenge. They can't win immunity, and you will be very much vulnerable at this tribal council. So like, it is imperative you win the immunity at this point, because immunity is very important in this game, especially at this stage of the game. It is very, very important to win, especially. So obviously, okay, I said that. Okay, so if you're feeling safe, you can not participate in the challenge, and you can, you know, feast on pizza, cold beer, and root beer. So, you know, if you feel safe, don't compete. Eat and have a beer or a root beer, whatever is to your liking. So Wentworth, Lauren, Victoria, and Ron were eating. They felt like, oh, I'm safe. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be safe for a while. Like, I'm not going anywhere whatsoever. So they felt very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Confident. They seemed very, very, very confident in their decision to eat instead. And I know sometimes that kind of comes back and bites you in the butt, because we've seen this happen before in the past season of Survivor. This actually has happened before, where, you know, you feel confident enough that you don't, you know, want, you don't need immunity, you're safe from tribal council, you're not going to go anywhere, you're going to eat. And it's happened before. So, you know, I'm thinking, one of these challenges again. I knew it. Like, I kind of remember that. So okay, and then out of nowhere, Butterfly kind of distracted Wardonk, and he was out first. And reminder that there isn't as many of them competing this time around for immunity. You know, there are not as many there competing for immunity. Excuse me. Gavin and Julie out. And then, obviously, David's bar was moving. And then Devin's struggling. Devin's out. It was David versus Aurora showdown. And then David said, asking, like, how you're doing and all that. Aurora said, I'm not moving. You know, I want this after the last tribal council. She knows she's in trouble. Aurora knows that she's in a bit of trouble. And that she could be the one, you know, she could be out of this game. Well, don't forget, though, that right now we have Edge of Extinction. That is still pretty much in play. That is pretty much in play at the moment. I don't know how long. Thinking it will happen where they are going to have someone come back. You know, I can, they will be, like, someone's going to come back. Definitely somebody is going to come back, obviously. So, I don't know when, though. We don't know when yet, but I'm thinking it's going to be soon. It has to be soon. With, seven people in jury. Seven people now in jury. I know I'm quoting at the end of the whole episode all together that, you know, like, there has to be somebody that has to go back in very, very soon. And I'm thinking it's going to be 12-person jury. At least 12, in my opinion. So, okay, where was I saying? Yeah, so Aurora, then David, okay, then David, you know, kind of struggling. And then he drops, and Aurora wins immunity. Julie did not want Aurora to win, obviously, because, you know, she wanted her to go home, but she does not know what she's going to do. And then David said they are a power trio. They have to figure it out. Get Aurora, you know, obviously get Aurora to help them vote. David wants to get out, who was it? Obviously get out War Dog. And then Victoria was on board. David said it's best to, you know, get out War Dog out first. Get rid of the, you know, power trio there. So it is the best decision to get one of those guys out first. And obviously it did not work. We know that. It did not work that they wanted to get out the power trio. So obviously talking about, you know, to preserve what we have and get out War Dog. Julie said we do not have the numbers. And I think he said, yeah, we do. She is not sure if it's the right move to, you know, get him out. And then Ron, her, Aurora, and Victoria, David, and Rick were saying the final six. And then Julie said, you know, the final six of them, the final five is with them is dangerous. Julie said, you know, obviously you have to, going to be a $1 million decision, tribal. And then talking about the game a bit, the trust and loyalty, talking about, you know, get out Chris. And then he got backstabbed, which meaning Devin's got out Chris, and then obviously got backstabbed. Then of course, talking about Julie, she, you know, she felt like she was on a passenger airplane and, you know, hit the ejection seat, and then they had to, you know, vote together in a group, and it won't be that, like that forever. Like, they're not going to be in that group forever, ever, ever. Like, that group will eventually, you know, break off. And then obviously talking about sitting with a comma in the final three. So they're kind of adamant it will, well, not adamant, but they think it's going to be a final three situation. But we don't know. Like, we don't know. Remember what happened the one season where somebody ended up, who was it? Was it, oh, what was her name? I know her face. I can see her face in my mind, but I just don't remember her name. Forget. But she was put into the jury because it was a tie vote at Final Tribal. That was a couple of seasons ago. I don't feel like pulling up the Wikipedia on Survivor at this moment. I just don't remember her name. It wasn't Aubrey. It was, I forget her name. I forget. Okay, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to look it up. I forget who it was. I forget who it was. I hate when I cannot think on who it was. It was a couple seasons ago. It wasn't long ago either. It wasn't David versus Goliath. Might have been Ghost Island, if I'm correct. Laurel. That's her name. I remember her name. I thought it was someone else. I thought it was, what's her name? I'm trying to remember her name. I kept thinking it was, and I'm looking for her name actually on here too. I thought it was not Aubrey. It was, Michaela. I thought it was Michaela for a second. I'm like, no, Chris, no, it's not Michaela. Someone else. So obviously, Wardog, obviously talking about you are a squirmer. You know, go around talk, which you have to go tonight. So Wentworth said, as a group, you know, obviously, kind of talking about, you know, after the tribal council and the chat, we have to chat together. So the vote, no idol, no Wentworth, no Lauren played the idol. So one vote War Dog, two votes David, two votes War Dog, three votes David, four votes David, five votes David, 10th person voted out, and the 7th member of the jury was David. So we were at 6. We were actually at 6 people left in this game. We have 6 people left in this game, obviously. So at this point, we have, sorry, not left, but we have, you know, we had 6 people part of the jury as of the end of last week. So we're going to have 2 more this week. So we will have 8 in total. Sol Divas said didn't say, but he went to Extinction Island. They got 7 bottles with clues. Clue for an advantage. David got took off. Aubrey took off as well. They're all taking off just to find this damn advantage. You know, it's an advantage pandemonium pretty much. But anything to get an advantage. Well, obviously we know not every time it's not going to be an advantage that they get. It's not like they're not going to all get advantages for themselves. It's going to be for someone else in this game that's going to benefit them later in the game. So Chris thought it was at the right bucket. No, it was there was nothing there. And then they thought it was in the rock. David got it. Also, they thought it was actually in the mat under the mast. It wasn't there either. Oh, we just heard that was later. I think that might have been later. No, I think it was. They thought it was by the mast, but it wasn't. But David got it. He gets to send someone an advantage in the game. So we're going right to immunity challenge number 2 of the night. No reward challenge. I guess we didn't really have time for another reward challenge, but they are starting to eliminate fast. Well, we only have a short few weeks left. We have how many left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. So we're going to eliminate one more next week. We'll be down to 7, and then obviously 6, 5, 4, 3, and then of course, well, right now we're aiming for 9, 10, 11, 13 member jury at this point, which is crazy. But someone is going to come back, obviously, and then someone else is going to be voted out, or they could be voted out again. So for this immunity challenge, they will be have a ball. They have on a paddle. They have to roll it on the paddle and into a hole. Obviously, the first person to get all 5 balls on the paddle in the holes will win immunity, safe from tribal council. However, David got an advantage from his good buddy Rick Devins, and he only has to land 4 balls. 4 balls. So Devins with 1 ball, Ron with the first ball, Rar with her first, Wentworth and Lauren and Julie drop. They have to try again. And Devins second ball, Ron second ball, Lauren drop, and then it was Julie, Wentworth, Toria, and someone else Gavin dropped, I think, as well. Devin with 3, knocked it off with a 3rd. Rory with her 3rd. Devin's with 3rd again. Ron at 3rd. Devin knocks off another ball again. And then Devin got 4 and wins individual immunity. So Julie, you know, said always thought Aurora was dangerous and, you know, obviously don't want to get her, they want to get her out. Now's the chance. And then, of course, Rick, you know, talking about obviously his closest ally was voted out, and he wins the immunity. War Dog and them talking about, you know, getting out Aurora. Obviously it's an easy vote. Aurora said it's time to get the last member. Then War Dog said, you know what, we're gonna get out Kelly Wentworth, we're gonna go get her out instead. So obviously they decided to start talking about it to Julie, Victoria, Aurora to get out Kelly. And then of course they have to convince Ron. So Ron has to be convinced that, you know, that Ron, like, we can get out Wentworth at this point. And then Ron saying we are to get out Kelly. War Dog is unpredictable. And then Julie said to Aurora, you think he's going to do that? Aurora said could be her, could use it. And then of course she told Ron and gave it to Ron. So obviously Aurora gave Ron her advantage. I don't know the rules on that. I don't know what the story is on that. If they can give it to somebody else, or is it only able to be used by Aurora herself? Don't know, because we've seen that happen before with Sarah back in Survivor Game Changers, where she was the only one to use her secret advantage. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what the story is on that at all. And then of course Tribal Council. Oh, sorry, Ron said he can vote for her out, or with War Dog to get out Wentworth. Tribal Council conversation about, you know, talking about the conversations the last few days. Tori and Aurora left out of this. Talking about take a blind side and addicted to it. War Dog said David Wright fought for his life. Then Victoria, who will fit with you at the end of the game? Obviously, you know, getting to the end is tricky. And then this is a neat little note I wrote too. Was day 27. They're on day 27 right now. At this point of the game. So we have 9 plus 3. That's 12 more days left. So that's a couple more weeks. That's like 3 weeks away. And it is 3 weeks. Because next week we have Survivor. And then we have the first week in May. And then the first week. Third, we had 4 weeks. So, maybe they're going to be a final two. Well, don't forget, someone is coming back, too. There is somebody that's going to be coming back, that is coming back. But, I don't know. One idol's been played, and then one advantage has been played. And right now, actually, I think I wrote it down here. I believe, if I remember correctly, I know Wentworth has an idol. Lauren has an idol as well. So, two people have an idol. I'm going to write it on my board. I have a little bit more room on my board, so I could probably add it on there too. And then, of course, Ron was, so I had the Aurora's advantage. And then, cannot go aggressive, as you can be voted out. So they had the vote, no idol played whatsoever. Once again, one vote Aurora, one vote Wentworth, two votes Aurora, three votes Aurora, four votes Aurora. I thought she was going to be voted out. And then two votes Wentworth, three votes Wentworth, four votes Wentworth, tied at four. 11 person voted out, and the 8th member of the jury, Kelly Wentworth, was voted out. Well, she's not voted out. She's still in this. She can come back, but if she doesn't, then she will definitely, I guess, be on jury with everyone else at this point. So she is going to Extinction Island next week. Obviously, I did not catch it quick enough. I was not in the room quick enough. So Kelly told the others on Extinction Island that Lauren and her have an idol, which is totally true. So I'm looking forward to next week. It will be interesting to see how things are going to pan out and whatnot. With that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe. That's the best way to know when another episode goes up. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram. I do post the link up on Twitter every night, or every time it goes up on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. That's the best way to know. Follow me on Twitter. It's free to sign up. And you can follow me on Instagram for behind the scenes pictures and whatnot. I probably posted some up last night because I did record this late last night after the three back-to-back-to-back of reality TV show that I did watch last night. So you can check that out, and we'll see you guys back here tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, for another episode of Everything About TV covering The Amazing Race 31. I can't wait for that. Very excited for it, and we'll see you guys on the next episode in 3 hours from now. Bye for now.